Have a listen to this with your headphones or not.
Nice memory from Bagatelle. Now, legendary Irish band Bagatelle are to be honoured by their hometown of Bray this Sunday. Founder, member and bass player Ken Doyle is on the line. How are you doing, Ken?
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
Great talk to you as well. The last time we talked to you, Liam was with us.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I remember it was down in Studio 10.
Yeah, it was great actually. It was very good and enjoyed the show.
About 7 years ago, I'd say.
I'd say it would have been about that, yeah, before COVID.
Yeah.
BC.
Yeah. when did Liam die, Ken?
He died 4 years ago.
Right.
He died 4 years ago during the lockdown. Now, he didn't get COVID, but he died of a heart attack.
Right.
He died in bed, in his sleep, which is good. It's a nice way to go. Terrible for the people that are left, but
yes.
it's a good exit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the plaque, which will feature on the bench, which will be... unveiled on Sunday, dedicated to the memory of Liam Riley and John O'Brien of Bagatelle. Rock and roll never forgets. Ken Doyle, that's you.
That's right.
This is a lovely thing, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, I'm 4 years trying to get it done, but you know the way the wheels grind very slowly.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I have great support from so many people, you know, a couple of people in particular, but I have so much support. I'd like to mention the name of a councillor in Bray called Councillor Joe Bean, who was I didn't even know, but reporters have told me every time there was a council meeting in the chambers, he would always be pushing for the bench, you know, which is great.
Yeah,
but they've all been very supportive. All been very supportive. It's just, I suppose, they've so many other things on as well. It's very difficult to... you know, to pick something like that. I mean, there's priorities out there with homeless and all that stuff, you know, so I suppose that's what...
The commemorative bench is a brilliant thing because people stop, they're going to sit down, they always look at the plaque first and it piques their curiosity. And if they know of Bagatelle, they'll have fond memories. If they don't, they might go out of their way to ask somebody who does about them. And that's lovely, isn't it? Keeping the memory alive.
It's lovely. I have a couple of QR codes to be sunk into the you know, the plinth.
Yeah.
I have one for the documentary that T.G. Cahir did for us there a while ago, almost to Liam Riley and Bagatelle. And the other one is Summer in Dublin.
Ah.
And in the middle will be the lyrics and a little photograph in the middle as well. So when you're sitting on the bench, you can just put your phone up and it just does the whole thing.
Take me away from the city and leave me to where I can be on my own. I wanted to see you, and now that I have, I just want to be left alone. I'll always remember your kind words, and I'll still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same.
Great song. How do you feel when you hear that song, Ken?
I feel a mixture of emotions, really. There's so many memories attached to that song for me. I remember well when Liam joined the band and on an out-of-tune upright piano up in John O'Brien's house, who started the band, Liam played, said, I write a few songs as well, and he played that one and he turned around and he said, that's one of them, what do you think? Everybody just looked at him and said, did you write that? Wow, you know. I knew it was something very different and very special, like completely different to what we were writing. This was a moment.
It was a moment.
It's become an anthem to so many people.
I was just thinking there, Electric Picnic over the weekend, and people were singing along to various songs, and Oasis recently in Croke Park, where I'd say they started Wonderwall or Look Back in Anger and the crowd finished it for them. That must have been the same when you were playing all the big gigs back in the 80s and 90s.
Even to the present day, that song, I you know, like at home and abroad, when we were over in America, like we've been playing for since the 80s over there, for you know, the immigration lobbies and all that kind of stuff. And the amount of emotion that that song evokes in people, because anyone can have a summer in Dublin. It's not an elitist song.
Yeah.
You're not driving a Cadillac down Route 66. You're actually walking down Grafton Street, nearly getting run over by the 46A and stuff like that. In fact, the amount of people that told me they had their very own summer in Dublin, a day just like that, you know?
Well, the line that always struck me, because we used to come up from Kildare on the train, and you get off at Houston and you get the 79 bus, and if the window was open, the smell of the Liffey, like it was, it did stink like hell. But
I tell you what, the tide was out. That was it. Oh, mother
yeah,
of God.
Yeah, yeah. And the 46A, of course, is gone. That's been well covered. I'm just looking at the list of acts that GE supported over the years. Can you remember? Would you go on, list them out for me?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. I mean, there's Glenn Campbell, John McLean,
yeah,
John Denver, Rita Coolidge, Chris Christopherson. And we shared stages with so many people, like Van Morrison and U2 and different people. Like everybody, really, the Pogues.
Yeah.
Shane McGowan, actually, where we were doing self-aid, you know. And we were actually doing a charity gig a few years ago in Harley-Davidson at the Red Cow. And Shane arrived in.
Yeah.
And he bought a load of gear and he gave a good few bob to the charity as well. That was for Temple Street Children's Hospital. But he also got up and sang. He sang The Fairy Tale of New York with us. And the girl who ran the charity at the time, Angie McNulty, she did the female part. And it was great. It was
brilliant.
Just an impromptu thing.
Yeah.
But there's so many. I mean, when we were over in England as well, you know, Billy Bragg. I mean, there's so many different people. I even forget half them, you know.
Yeah.
But it's been an amazing time. And it's still going on. It's still every bit as strong as ever. Like, we've a very healthy program on right over to next year.
And I see, Ken, that so the unveiling of the bench on Sunday, and then there's going to be a performance on the bandstand.
That's right. The three pubs have got together to sponsor this, which is really generous. That's what I mean by the support from the town. Like the Martello, the Promenade, and the Promenade and the Palm. They go in sequence, by the way. The Martello, the Palm, and the Promenade have got together to sponsor a gig for us on the day of the bench opening. So the bench unveiling will be about 4 o'clock. And after that, then we drift down. Maybe even get. I have a 46A coming out from the Transports Museum.
I'm afraid. Yeah.
And it's one of the ones that you could jump on, because you can't jump on the
Yes. See, so people are going at home. There was a man on the radio and he said you could jump onto a bus. Now that can't be true, but it was true. And they had that pole at the back that you held onto. Like there was
that was great.
Yeah, the health and safety. There was no health and safety back then.
I fell off them a few times trying to catch them.
So
but
that,
you know what?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And we also have a fellow Darcy coming down, I think, Father Brian Darcy, who's the chaplain to the music industry,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The Irish music industry. And what a good man he is, you know.
Lovely man. Will you say hello to him for me?
I will indeed, Ray. Yeah.
People have asked me before, was Father Brian Darcy my father? That's the truth now. I didn't make that up.
My mother was a Darcy,
was
so
she?
There's three Darcys.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And how did she spell her name? Ken.
She had the same as yours, capital D, capital A.
Yeah. The apostrophe in the middle.
Apostrophe, capital A. Yeah.
D apostrophe RC, yeah. That's
the RC. Actually, I was talking to Brian about it because he could be related to me because he looks very like an aunt of mine. And he was just saying he's had several people come up to him and tell him that it was from RC, like D'Arcy in France and stuff like that, you know.
Well, Joan of Arc as well, there's a connection there. And there's two different types. I've done research years ago. I can't remember it. But anyway, I suppose we're all related. All of us, all humans are related. We can trace us back to...
What they call it, 6 degrees of separation.
That's it. Well, in Ireland, it's two. And that's why I'm so intrigued by the traitors, because, you know, how are they going to keep that a secret? Anyway, listen, Ken, good luck on Sunday. A commemorative bench been unveiled, dedicated to the memory of Liam Riley and John O'Brien of Bagatelle. Rock and roll never forgets, Ken. Good luck. See ya.
Rock and roll never forgets. Thanks so much, Ray.
See you, Ken.
Thanks for all
good
your
talking
team
to you. Bye.